I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Syndicated humor columnist Ned Hixon has been plying his trade from the Sayus Law News headquarters in Florence for about 15 years, and his column now appears in newspapers across the continent. He's been awarded Best Local Column from both the Oregon Newspaper Publishers Association and the Society of Professional Journalists, and is now celebrating the release of his first book, Humor at the Speed of Life, with a reading, signing, and roasting at the Florence Playhouse on February 28th. At his own peril, he joins us by phone at KLCC. Hi, Ned.
Hey, good morning.
Well, we've just finished the Winter Olympics, and you've been covering them without actually attending them. What's your impression of all the new sports included in the Games?
It's pretty exciting stuff. This year there's been a big push to have more of a gender equality, I guess you would call it. They had the new, it was a biathlon, but it was a men and woman together, which, you know, a men and women together on a long trip is always a really great idea. They had a live feed, which was also new this year, where you could actually listen to the competitors. There was one, for example, that I picked up on that said, the woman, she was a Russian, she said, Vlad, are you sure this is the right way? And he said, I'm positive, Latrina, stop badgering me. Perhaps we should ask for directions. Niente, I know where I'm going. Fine, but this is the third time we've passed the American Bob Costas. I think he's looking for the restroom. We shall follow him.
So how does that compare to the Academy Awards?
The ratings have constantly been declining for the last several years. And so I just thought, well, maybe I should throw my hat in the ring and come up with some ideas that would help bring up the viewership a bit. One of the ideas I had was to model them more after the Rap Awards and just get rid of the red carpet arrival and just limit each celebrity to a drive-by. Non-celebrities would be allowed to sort of drive by, but, you know, only in groups of eight or more and only from the back of a Lincoln Continental assigned before the show. And then move the Oscars from where they are to just an abandoned warehouse in Culver City. See what develops.
It's hard to tell the difference between the real news and satire sometimes, isn't it?
It is. And sometimes, you know, I prefer the satire. There's actually a little more truth in that, I think, sometimes.
Yeah, as anyone at The Onion can tell you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as with The Onion and your column, it seems to me that titles are as important as the content sometimes.
In this business, a lot of times the title can say it all, and you try to catch people's attention. Here's just a couple examples. Before deciding it's art, wait for the janitor to remove his mop bucket. Through hypnosis, you can become a better golfer, unless you think you're a chicken. Thanks to modern science, green glowing mice can help cats with night blindness.
So how does blowing things out of proportion help us to gain actual perspective?
Humor is one of the few things that when we're laughing at something, we are in the moment. We're not thinking about anything else. And I think nowadays it's so easy to get sidetracked and distracted with all the things that we have going on between our iPads and our cell phones and everything else that it's really hard to stay in the moment. And one of the reasons that I love doing what I do is that when people are laughing, they're in that moment. And when you're with your other people, we're all in it together, and at least for that little bit. In terms of blowing things out of proportion, it's a really great way to gain perspective on things, because sometimes when you're up in the air looking down, things make a lot more sense than when you're right in the middle of it.
Finding humor in the everyday is kind of a defense mechanism for me. Does it work that way for you too?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think now more than ever, having a sense of humor is really important.
And so how did that turn into a professional career?
You know, I think it says a lot about, you know, my editor's drinking problem at the time.
Is it true that you offended chiropractors somehow? That was something I came across.
I did. I mistakenly said that it was Good Posture Month when in September, and apparently it wasn't. And so I had someone from the American Chiropractors Association call me up. She told me that my suggestion to have someone follow you around with a bullhorn and yell "Sloucher" every time you slump your shoulders was not something that they endorsed.
That will not be occurring at the Florence Playhouse on Friday evening then.
No, well, I hope not.
What will be occurring at the Florence Playhouse on Friday?
Apparently there's a lot of people who really want to embarrass me, and which is always a great idea. So I said, sure, let's do that.
Is this a family-friendly event?
It is a family-friendly event, depending on how friendly your family is. So there's no telling how things are going to go.
Well, I like the line that I found on your website that says, a life spent in pursuit of what can be is better than a life spent pursuing what could have been.
Thank you. Yeah, that's kind of my rule to live by.
Thank you so much for taking a few minutes today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Ned Hixon, whose syndicated humor column can be found in the Sayus Law News, the Cottage Grove Sentinel, and dozens of other newspapers in North America. His first book, Humor at the Speed of Life, collects his columns into one incriminating place. He'll be roasted at the Florence Playhouse in Florence this Friday, February 28th, that will also include a signing and a reading. For more information and to find his blog, nedhixon.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.